Where did you find all these materials? Were they stashed in storage somewhere?
They were in my mother's garage.
Boxes and boxes and boxes. Yeah.
Was it disorganized or?
You know, I don't know that there was. There were boxes of photos, I don't know that there was necessarily any order. They moved several times, so I think that, you know, things just did get put in boxes and not necessarily any order.
Did she have any particular reason for keeping them, or just sentimental value?
Well, I think it's a lot of history.
And she understood history because she was a school teacher. And I guess it was her thing. They lost so much in the earthquake in 1964. All the possessions that they had in their home in Valdez was lost. They were all lost in 1964. So there's nothing, that was in the Valdez home that was recovered. But lo and behold, she still saved a lot.
And you had a big hand in sorting all the materials.
I will take some credit for that. Yeah. But it was. If it hadn't been for Jim Simard and the state, I couldn't have done it, because it was just way more than it was. It's a lot of history, a lot of photos, a lot of newspapers, a lot of letters. It was all very interesting. But there's no way you could absorb it all, or I didn't want to keep it. So
I just imagine it kind of predated the Constitutional Convention all the way up. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yep.
Was there anything in those materials that surprised you that were kind of was fascinating in your initial look through?
A lot of it was very fascinating, especially Constitutional Convention stuff. And I think the most intriguing part was all the letters that my mother saved for my dad about the Vietnam War. And correspondence with Ernest Greening.
And with the White House, there was a whole documentation on that. And the other thing, too, is I learned that he was, Bob Bartlett wrote, and Bill wrote a lot of letters back and forth, and it was very clear that they were close friends, which was fun to read.
And how much of an influence or impact did your mom have on your dad? How much of a role did she play while he was governor?
Well, she played a big role. I mean, she was so personable, and she'd invite everybody in. You know, back in the day, like in the early 60s, she was the secretary, of the governor's house, right? There were no secretaries. You know, somebody would call, and the phone number, of course, was in the book. So somebody would call the governor, and she says, "Well, I'm the secretary. I'll take a message." You know,
and the house
and it
manager.
Was her. And it was her. But it was the old days. Times have changed.
It's very glad that we could do this.
It's a great honor for us to donate this to the state library
and
the archives.
People can see it.
Yeah. So other people can look at this and get a sense of the early days of Alaska.